It's your favorite up-and-coming podcast host, Mirka Jene, back with another segment. Before we really get into it, I first want to say, I will ask you guys to please excuse the background noise. As I like to say, this is like a basement podcast. Not really, but I'm really starting from the ground up, and I'm really dedicated to getting segments out to you guys. Like on a regular schedule now, so oftentimes you guys might hear a lot in the background because this is not the least bit professional at all, not yet anyways. Did I say that right? You guys know what I mean. So, you know, just tune in to the lovely sounds of my voice and forget the background, okay? Anyways, let's get into the nitty-gritty now. First, I'm gonna, I can't really say it first because second, I want to get into the quote of this segment. You know, it wouldn't be a proper segment if I didn't have a quote, you know? Okay, so today's quote is, loneliness expresses the pain of being alone, and solitude expresses the glory of being alone. I'm gonna say that again because I really like this quote. Loneliness expresses the pain of being alone, and solitude expresses the glory of being alone. And this quote is by, I'm just going to spell out the name, because I really don't like when, my name is kind of hard to pronounce. It's just, it's a really big pet peeve of mine. It's understandable, but when it's completely butchered, so, I don't want to say this name wrong at all, and it seems like a really... It looks like a really interesting and cool name, so I don't want to butcher it by any means. A cool name for a cool quote. So again, this quote is by first name P-A-U, last name T-I-L-L-I-C-H. And again, the quote was, loneliness expresses the pain of being alone, and solitude expresses the glory of being alone. And this goes perfectly with this segment. Pretty much I'm going to be talking about navigating through loneliness. I didn't really prepare for this segment at all. Sometimes I like to take notes. As of lately, I've been kind of like just jumping into it. But for the most part, I kind of like to be a little bit organized. I don't know if organized was the right word, because am I really ever organized? But I like to be a little bit prepared. Anyways, I like to have a little bit of brainstorming prepared first, I guess you can say. But something kind of like, I kind of was inspired because I've been hearing and I've been talking to different people who have been experiencing chapters of loneliness, and I've also been reading about it, and I also just watched or listened to a podcast to where, you know, people were I guess writing in for advice, and one of the people mentioned loneliness. So this is like the upteenth time I've been hearing about it, so I got inspired. I want to talk about it, so excuse me if my thoughts are a bit kind of everywhere. I didn't want the momentum to kind of die down, so I wanted to jump on my moment of inspiration. So like I said, I feel like a lot of people have experiencing chapters of loneliness, including myself a little bit, if you will. I've been just having a long period of solitude. I relocated, and first coming here, there was a lot of just, you know, unusual occurrences happening. I'm not gonna dive too deep into that, and I kind of feel like still today I kind of stick out like a sore thumb. I don't really, but that's kind of been like the story of my life, really, kind of, honestly. I like to say, like, I was always like too white for the black kids and too black for the white kids. Like, everywhere I go, I kind of really, you know, I fit in, but I don't fit in, if that makes sense. So, and really relocating is just, I don't know, it's just a different, it's kind of just kind of a weird zhush that I'm in. And then when I come in contact with people, I often, it's often people who are like, we are in on different wavelengths or different paths in life, or I don't know. And my old friends, the friends that I do have for associates, they, you know, they have families now, which is not a bad thing at all. But, you know, that's what they spend most of their time doing, being a mother. Some are fiancés and things like that. So we're just, like, on two different, you know, two different chapters in life. And like I said, I relocated to a different place, and it's kind of like a restart of everything. And it's just been kind of indifferent, I guess. And I'm not gonna lie, I spend a lot of my greater moments by myself anyhow, so I've kind of always been able to be by myself. But lately it's been a kind of different feeling, to where I had to really like learn differently and learn myself different. So the advice I want to give through, I want to give of how to navigate through loneliness. First, I want to say loneliness is kind of just a feeling, because if we can, I feel like most of us, well, excuse me, a lot of us, if not all of us, would gain from having a chapter of our lives of complete solitude, to where we can learn ourselves in and out, to where we can learn what we, and of course that still will change here and there as we grow older or we experience different things in life. But just really having a chapter of solitude and being grounded with yourself, you will begin to really learn yourself completely, learn what you want in life, learn what you need, learn your likes, learn your dislikes, learn things that may, you know, trigger you, or learn pet peeves, or, you know, just shaving off skin that may have not been needed before to build a new skin, you know, becoming a more balanced human being. You know, there's many, many different positive gains from having moments of solitude, I will say. I feel like I'm learning myself more than ever. So like I said, I feel like a lot of us can gain from that. Another note also, a lot of people feel like in order to be fulfilled in life, or in order to be perceived as successful, or in order to be happy, they have to have someone else. They have to have another person. A lot of people go through life without learning how to fully be alone, learning how to be happy with themselves. In order to be fully happy with yourself, you have to learn at least a little bit how to be fully happy being alone. Not lonely, but just being alone. Even if you have a great friend group or whatever, you know, or a great tight-knit family, just having moments to where you can enjoy being alone, whether it's a day or two, or it doesn't have to be in this great span, but just really having moments to where you can be alone, where you can take yourself out on a day, or having a day of pampering, or having a day of where you're doing nothing and just having your, gathering your thoughts together, just really having some sort of time period where you can be alone. A lot of us can benefit from that also, and we go our whole lives without fully doing that. That's why oftentimes where people, you know, they've been in long relationships and they break up, they don't know what to do because they haven't really learned how to be alone. So I feel like I don't know, we can all benefit from that. But then also on another note, like when you spent so much time alone, because I can speak from all different points of views, honestly, because I've experienced a little here, I've experienced a little there. So I feel like on this subject, I can give a different point of view, I guess, different points of views. But I can also relate to the feeling to where if you have, let's say, okay, because a lot of times when people speak of feeling like they're lonely or feeling like, oh, I don't want to be alone, people automatically say, oh, well, you know, you need to enjoy being alone, you need to learn how to be alone, you need to learn how to be happy alone. Now, let's say if you're someone like me, perhaps, because this does exist, where you've, I wouldn't say mastered being alone, but you spend a lot of time period alone to where there's oftentimes you prefer it. You know, because you spend so much time alone, you know, so you enjoy yourself, you're happy with yourself, you have confidence in yourself, and you enjoy being alone. But then you have these moments to where, you know, you're happy being alone, but you want, you know, some sort of human fulfillment. To use, but you guys catch my drift. That's kind of what I'm going to talk about navigating through, because a lot of people will just shove down your throat, oh, enjoy being alone. But if you've really had like moments of sadness or like depression or things like that, if you look online, it will tell you, like, which is kind of contradicting, it will tell you a way to get through it is surround yourself around people, make friends, hang out with friends, hang out with family. So it's kind of like, huh? Are we supposed to have solitude, or are we supposed to surround ourselves with people? You know? The answer is both. But if you don't, if that's not easy for you to do, I have different avenues of how to navigate through loneliness. I'm kind of using the word loneliness loosely, because I think a loneliness is kind of like a state of mind. Like when people say, oh, I'm broke, you know, it's like a lot of things are a state of mind. A lot of things we are training ourselves to feel, we're telling ourselves, you know. Like I said, we can benefit, we can all benefit from a little chapters of solitude or learning how to be alone. But we can also benefit from having friends and having a companion and, you know, having partnership, friendships, business partners, things like that, you know. Because there's also sayings, two heads are better than one and things like that. So, I mean, we can benefit from both avenues. But like I said, if you're experiencing a chapter of loneliness, I would say a great way to navigate it is just think about it. It's not your time. Let's say if you're experiencing things, let's talk about love life. Let's say you have fulfillment. You have, you know, a successful career, and you may even have friends, but you feel like, oh, maybe I'm lonely when it comes to my love life. Everyone has their time, it's just not your time, you know? And a lot of times it's better if we don't go looking or thinking about it. And a lot of times it's good if we find, like, hobbies. And with hobbies, sometimes you will create friend groups or create companionships, you know. Go out and do things you enjoy. Just get to exercise. Go for a run. Read a book. maybe you don't like reading. I don't force reading on everybody. Writing. Sometimes if you just write. If you're experiencing a mood, I promise you, I'm a writer. I write spoken word. I write regular poetry. I write just to write sometimes. It's just writing. I'm saying like journaling or just simply just writing. Sometimes just writing your feelings out will make you feel a lot better. Sometimes, and I know it might sound crazy, when you write something that you're feeling, that you're experiencing, and you read it out loud, sometimes you will learn that it's not as big as a deal as you're making it when you read it out loud to yourself. You're like, wow, this is actually kind of silly. Or this was not as big as I thought it was. Know if I jump from one idea to another, but hopefully this is flowing correctly. And my thoughts are like not everywhere, but if they are, keep up. No, I'm just kidding. But also, like I said, like finding new hobbies. Like maybe go do yoga. When you do yoga, there's gonna be other people doing yoga. Maybe go do Pilates. I'm speaking as if only women. Oh, that can be Pilates too. Exercise. I said that already. Simply paint. Freaking wine tasting. Go to an orchard. There are so many things. Just do different things. Hey, go to a bar, which is for not everyone. Go to the library. Go to the mall. Take yourself to the movies. Go shopping. Go window shopping. I don't really like to do that, but a lot of people do, so it helps. Look up local things that you pick up, an old hobby. You know, there's things that we used to like to do that we fell off with. Oftentimes when we pick it back up, we like it a lot more than we did before. A big way of navigating through loneliness is occupying your mind. Oftentimes it's good to sit in your thoughts too, writing out your thoughts and like getting your thoughts together. But keeping yourself busy also helps with not dwelling in those negative thoughts. And like keeping yourself busy, like I said, exercising, doing things you love, doing things you enjoy, gardening. I'm gonna pick up gardening. I really feel like, oh, I just want to plant. I really feel like that is just, I don't know. Go to a dance class. I don't know. You know, just occupying your mind with things that you enjoy doing, but also will be stress relievers in a way. Will let off certain balancing chemicals to where you might feel a little bit more refreshing after and a little bit more balanced, you know? These are just little simple things. Finding someone to talk to. Hey, you can also do those things like Reddit. Like, you know, when people write in to get advice, that also helps. Hey, write to me. I'm here to listen. I can give advice in some areas, but I'm also here to just listen. You know, I know some of us might not always want advice. We just might want someone to be able to just vent, have a listening ear. I can be that person for you. I don't know. Don't ever think if you are experiencing a chapter of where you're by yourself, it's anything wrong or you're doing anything wrong. You can use this moment to, let's say you have fallen out with people or whatever the case may be, you can use that time to just learn yourself more better, learn what you may have done to, what part you may have played in the situation. We can always use moments by ourselves to evolve and become better people and to learn ourselves better and things. It's always benefits, so don't think of it as a negative thing. Don't think of it as a bad thing. Shoot, go out, take a walk, take yourself out to lunch. You know, everyone's time period is their own, and a lot of times when you don't go out looking for things, then you just take things day by day and you enjoy moments for what they are and you appreciate the things that you have already, things will flow to you a lot more better. I'm still on my own journey, but I've been learning that as of lately. I have my moments, well, I have a lot of my moments to where, you know, I question things or I get upset about things or I feel or I may feel down. But, as long as I'm taking, we all are taking the moments to appreciate life and learn ourselves and taking the time out to, okay, making sure we get something positive out of the day, whether it's this or that, then we're doing okay, guys. And there is always someone doing worse than us, just like there's always someone doing better than us. So, yeah, just think of it like that. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Just kidding, you guys. But if you made it this far, thank you for listening. I just wanted to throw out a few ideas for you guys. Like I said, if you guys are experiencing chapters of loneliness and you guys don't have anyone to talk to and that's what you feel like you may need, I'm here. You guys can always reach out to me on any of my socials, which are all under Mirakai Dene, except for Instagram, which is under dam_Dene. But hopefully these tips were a little bit of helpful. If not, okay. I'm not gonna take up too much of you guys' time today. I just wanted to take a little bit of time to talk to you guys. One, I know you guys be missing my voice, so here it is. And two, like I said, I just got really inspired. I've been hearing and listening and talking to people who've been, you know, just kind of been having the same themes. So I just wanted to throw a few ideas out and talk to you guys a little bit, you know, on this nice Wednesday morning. Yeah, but I think I'm gonna end it here. I didn't really prepare for this. I just got inspired and I just wanted to take the moment to let it out, to let my inspiration out. Yeah, that's it. That is all. Don't forget to follow my socials, okay, you guys? Also, tune into my YouTube, The Chronicles of Mirakai. Excuse that noise if you guys heard it. But yeah, tune into my podcast. This is my podcast. Tune into my YouTube, The Chronicles of Mirakai. And yeah, follow me on my socials. You dig. Other than that, I am out. Thank you, my lovely party peeps, for tuning in to another segment. I love you guys. I love everyone who loves me.